This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And now, the Connecticut Business Blend with the Hartford Business Journal on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Greg Bordonero of the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So you have this innovators issue. Is this something you do every year?
Yeah, this is our third annual Innovators Magazine. It's actually been heralded pretty well. It's basically we look around the state, statewide publication. We look at people who are innovators, any kind of industry from life sciences, tech founders, startups, nonprofits. This year there was a heavy focus on tech, sort of the tech space and innovation around healthcare. So that was kind of the focus this year. It wasn't, it just kind of happened to be that way, just the people that we found and reached out to. Right. But this is our third annual Innovators Pub, and it actually came out, in my opinion, pretty well. I'm a little bit biased. We had eight people that we profiled.
Yeah.
And sort of the two headliners, Brian, first one is Jay Walker, who actually should be a kind of a household name in Connecticut, but it probably isn't. Jay Walker is the founder of Priceline.com, one of the original travel websites based in Connecticut. He's now CEO of a new company, a relatively new company called Apject Systems, which is developing sort of alternatives to traditional glass medicine vials with pre-filled plastic injection devices. He wants to reshore sort of pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States, which is sort of in line with what the Trump administration wants to do. He's a billionaire, holds more than 750 patents. He lives in Fairfield County. And kind of one of the interesting things that we found is he has a private library in Ridgefield called the Walker Library of the History of Human Imagination. It's a 3,600 square foot space, three stories.
Wow.
And it's dedicated to the history of human imagination. This is the way it has rare books, manuscripts, artifacts. It has a 1957 backup Russian Sputnik, a 17th century atlas with the first map showing the sun at the center of the universe. And so one of our reporters and our photographer met him in this library that he built. And so he's really an interesting character.
Wow. And then also maybe tell us a little bit about Austin McCord.
Yeah, Austin McCourt, he's the founder, or he founded Data, which is a data backup and tech services company. Basically became one of Connecticut's first unicorn companies. Unicorn company is basically a startup that eventually grows into a billion-dollar company. He sold that a few years back, and since then he's been doing a lot of various things, venture investment. With his wife, Allison, right now, he's sort of transforming Norwalk's Manresa Island, a former rundown power plant site, and he's turning it into a public park. An ecological space through their nonprofit, using a lot of their own money to do this. And they're in the early phases of that. They just unveiled some early plans on the park that they're going to create there. He's also the CEO of a health tech company called Kasana, which is developing a smart toilet seat that can monitor blood pressure. he also started up a new data backup company called Slide, which has 42 employees, half of them in Connecticut. And another interesting thing is he founded the National Havoc Robot League. It's basically fighting robots. They've already been the league that he created has already aired on ESPN, so he's getting some traction with that. And they're based in a 6,500 square foot facility in Norwalk.
Cool. That stuff when stuff goes wrong, could be fun to watch. We're talking with Greg Bordinero from the Hartford Business Journal. It is the Connecticut Business Blend here on Brian and Company on WTIC. Also, a couple other items to get to really quickly. Stu Leonard's, there's obviously it's a family-run business, right? I mean, what about the future generations or how it will be managed moving forward?
Yeah, we recently sat down with Stu Leonard Jr. He's been running the company for 34 years now. He's 71, so he's looking to the next generation. He says he's going to be stepping down from the CEO role in the next couple of years, and he's got five family members, two daughters, a niece, and two nephews who are in the running sort of to take over the family business. They've been working on succession planning for some time now, which is he took us through their strategy of how they, you know, are deciding how the next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Generation takes over, and they have sort of a prescribed sort of game plan in place. For example, the next CEO, the parameters to work within the company in executive roles is you have to have a pre-college work experience, a college degree, and you have to have worked outside the company for at least 3 years. So all of these, his two daughters and his nieces and nephews, they've all done that, and so he's going
to
be choosing.
And they all want it, like because it's weird to have such like a if there is a competition to have that sort of played out kind of publicly.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked. I've reported did a nice job getting him to say who his kids are who are in the running for it. So it is interesting, and there are all sorts of pitfalls with family businesses, especially during a transition. You know, jealousy, awkwardness over the Thanksgiving table when the next CEO is chosen. But he was pretty transparent about who's in the running, what the process is. We didn't talk to any of the kids or the nieces and nephews who are in the running. But he was very transparent about it. And they, a lot of family businesses don't have these type of, blueprints or game plans in place, and it gets really messy when an owner dies or is ready to hand over the business. So at least it seems like they're doing it right in a lot of places where other companies aren't doing it right. And as Stu Leonard's has grown, it's got 8 stores, mostly in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, and then they're looking for new locations in Connecticut. And of course, they're right now tackling issues related to tariffs and inflation, and we talked to him about all those things. So it was a good interview.
Cool. Right now it is 8:56. We're talking with Greg Bordinero from the Hartford Business Journal here in the Connecticut Business Plan. One last thing. We've done a lot of stories on AUKUS and Electric Boat and the sub program and everything like that. And a couple of years ago, they tried to you know, hire like 5,000 people in a year. I don't know how that went, but it seems like the sub program, I mean, it's up and down. It seems like as long as they can continue to produce, which is the challenge, is producing these things on time, that they basically can get all the work that they want.
Yeah, and so the CEO, Mark Ray, he was one of our five to watch coming in the year. We sort of identified five executives who we think are going to make lots of headlines, and actually we were pretty right on with this one. So Electric Boat, coming into the year, he was actually a little bit worried because they were having supply chain issues. And last year at this time, he told us that their hiring was actually going to slow down because of supply chain issues and you know various issues they were having integrating their workforce. A year later, he's more bullish. He says the hiring is going to ramp up again. They're planning to hire 1,000 people per year over the next 3 years. They are a year behind in building the first Columbia-class submarine, which is one of the big projects they have going on. They're building a few of these submarines for the Navy. They are a year behind because of the supply chain issues. And, you know, as they hire all these new people, too, there's challenges with integrating them into the company and getting them up to speed on things. And interestingly, this is going to be the first submarine designed fully in the 3D digital model. And there's been a learning curve, especially with the younger workforce, to sort of get on board and how to do that process. But he says they're starting to straighten out some of the supply chain issues, although some exist. But they've also done a lot of property transactions this year. You know, they bought Crystal Mall. They bought a property around their campus in Groton, where they're going to build a huge warehouse. They've been buying a parking facility. So Electric Boat's had a very busy year acquiring assets, acquiring properties, all in the expectation that they're going to ramp up hiring once again after maybe a slowdown in the first half of this year.
All right, Greg. As always, thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordenero. The Connecticut Business Blend, every Monday here at 8:50, our partnership with the Hartford Business Journal. Go to hartfordbusiness.com to look at all their content. Really good stuff. And they have that innovators issue that comes out, I believe, today. And some of the people doing stuff here in Connecticut, really cool stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,